You've already had quite a lot from me this morning, so I'm just going to do 1 minute and then hand over to Tracy, who captured our rather broad and sprawling conversation, so she has really the challenging task. If I just basically introduce the theme that we were exploring, which was very much looking at, what are the components that make up a resilient built environment? So, what constitutes a resilient built environment? How do some of those pieces sort of go together? What are some of the roles and responsibility, particularly from those of us who have been, participating today, to actually moving towards achieving that? So, Tracy, I don't know, would you like to do it from there? Come down here? What do you reckon? Come now, please. Come on down.
He relinquished your responsibilities of reporting back.
Sharing. This is inclusive. This is about the forum working together.
Sure. Please. Okay. So our group was looking at, the question was, what makes a resilient built environment? And the first issue we came up with, which was similar to what your group mentioned, was tenure. So we spoke about, different notions of tenure and ownership and how that could play out. So you need to consider the cultural, ecological, and even the spiritual community that you're actually working in. So we spoke about that. A sense of belonging and also guardianship over the land. So tenure was one aspect of a resilient built environment. We then looked at livelihood, that you need some form of livelihood to keep a community going or sustaining an environment. And there needs to be, some notion of buying and selling, some kind of economic base to make it viable. And we spoke about, in the examples we saw about Somalia, how there just may actually not be a choice to stay there because it may not be viable to actually continue being there. So there needs to be some economic base. There's also discussion about knowledge and education, that there needs to be, within a settlement or in a built environment, there needs to be knowledge and education and skills and capacity building, which would then move on to feed into a level of governance or civil society. So there's the idea of education and knowledge and then governance or civil society. That's quite a critical component to the organizational structure of a built environment would be critical to whether it would sustain and be resilient. We spoke about ideas about, risk management, and sort of under that category were ideas about planning spaces, ideas of public and private space, ideas about design, sort of smart designs, designs that actually reflected the culture or the community that you were in, maybe that the notion of kind of the Western style breaking up land uses in a building actually isn't appropriate. Maybe people actually wash and do those kind of things outside of the building. So just ideas around that. We looked at the physical environment in terms of risk management, looking at, floods, regulatory controls around that issue, and buildings that could obviously withstand that. And I think Rob spoke to that earlier, and that was raised about, there actually are technical or regulatory technical things, solutions that we could introduce fairly easily into a built environment that would actually make that environment more sustainable. And a key element as we were sort of coming to concluding was sort of changing our thinking, so thinking more in a systems way, so that we kind of saw the built environment as a systems process from beginning to end, and that it was all kind of interrelated and linked and holistic. And then we sort of concluded with asking ourselves the question, what should we be doing as an organization or as individuals? And again, the issue about policy guidance was one of them on the built environment, that we could actually be introducing policies, technical standards that perhaps could create buildings that are going to be more resilient. And then finally, we spoke about how shelter positions itself as a sector within the international development sphere, I suppose, and that we need to, there are opportunities to brand it differently or sell it differently, and maybe put the issues of health and education first, and that shelter could be the vehicle through which it could be achieved. And yeah, that was, those are the range of things that we spoke about.
Thank you.